I'm Corey Myers, USA News. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record, the look at the owner, the look at the operator.
She emphasized that the NTSB is coordinating closely with rescue crews and is refraining from interfering to ensure that efforts to locate the missing individuals can proceed. The incident occurring after the ship's crew reported losing control of the vessel because they lost power. The NTSB able to board the ship Dolly last night and obtain the data recorder or black box, so more information will be shared with the public later today. The majority of Supreme Court justices seem skeptical of the idea of a nationwide ban on the abortion pill mifepristone, one of the two drugs used in medication abortion, which is the most common method of the procedure in the U.S. Conservative and liberal justices pushing the abortion pill challengers on why a nationwide ban is needed if the doctors involved could simply exercise their own objections individually. A decision from the High Court is expected by July. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named Silicon Valley attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick. She supported him while he was still running in the Democratic primary, and she'll give a financial boost to his attempt to get on the presidential ballot in all 50 states. Analysts say that his bid will likely draw more votes from President Biden and may swing the presidency in Trump's favor. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Immigrant children as young as 14 were found working illegally at a Tennessee company that makes parts for lawnmowers sold by John Deere and other companies. The company, Tough Torque, was fined nearly $300,000 for hiring 10 children. As part of a consent agreement with the federal government, the company is also required to set aside $1.5 million to help the children who were illegally employed. If you're about to take a trip, you might not have thought about how to handle any maintenance medications you're on. Prescription medication can be tricky, especially if you're due for a refill while you're gone. So talk to your prescribing doctor. They should be able to give you enough to last your entire trip. Also carry a copy of your prescription or a letter from your doctor with you in case something happens to your medication while you're gone. And put your medication in your carry-on because, God forbid, your luggage gets lost. You'll be separated from your medication. A social psychologist says the sharp decline in kids' mental health has to do with smartphones. Millennials went through puberty with flip phones, and flip phones weren't bad because you can talk. It was once smartphones came into play and social media that kids moved their social lives onto that and not in person. And that collapses their mental health. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.